there is a lot of loneliness that the victim of infidelity has to face, and oftentimes people don't even realize how hard it is to go through it. You might be sitting at dinner or at a gathering, smiling, nodding, but inside you just feel a certain disconnect. Everyone else seems like they're light, relaxed, normal, and you feel like you've been carrying around this weight on your chest for years now, even if it's only been a couple months. Even simple conversations feel exhausting because you're trying to act fine, you're constantly masking. You feel guilt or shame for not being fully present, even though you're doing the best you can. And you're afraid that people would judge you if they knew what you were thinking, if they knew how many intrusive thoughts you're trying to push away, or if you knew how suspicious you've become of everybody's behavior. You might even start to feel lonely of your own life, like you're watching it from the outside, you're not fully in it. So you start thinking, is there something wrong with me? Like, why can't I just enjoy this moment? A lot of people think of loneliness in its very literal meaning, which there's some value to understanding it plainly, but they think that loneliness only happens when you're physically alone. So they assume that being surrounded by friends or family should automatically make you not feel lonely. Or many people think that the pain is in the past because it happened so long ago and that time should heal it, not realizing that infidelity trauma, betrayal trauma, lives in the nervous system, not just on some abstract timeline. And other people might assume that the relationship heals the moment that reconciliation begins, not recognizing that there's a kind of long aftermath of betrayal trauma. And I think what's really lonely about it all is how misunderstood it all is. Like, those types of misunderstandings, I'm barely even scratching the surface. We start compounding them all together. And it's not that there's nobody present, but there's nobody who really understands. You're carrying a story that few people know, and even those who do know don't seem to understand all the different nuances of. So it's really hard to build genuine connections when you feel like you're so different or so disconnected. And because there's also the identity piece where infidelity and betrayal often shake your own sense of who you are, it's hard to connect with others when you're not sure who you are yourself. And I think one of the things that's difficult is you've got this big emotional weight that you're carrying, and you don't want to accidentally just open the floodgates with a random person, but you also feel inauthentic by not sharing anything of it. So practice ways, and you might even want to think of the wording to use beforehand, but practice ways to genuinely connect that pain and bring it up in ways that are natural and fitting and with people that it makes sense to bring it up to without it being the whole thing. So even one sentence like, it's been a really hard week emotionally. I'm going through a lot and it feels like nobody understands, not expecting you to understand, but yeah, that's where I really at. Think of how it feels natural for you to say it, and based on the context where you're at, if it's at work or if it's at a dinner or if it's family reunion, whatever it may be, it will vary a little bit, but feel free to be honest about what you're going through, even if you're not going to share the full story with everyone. Also, definitely give yourself permission to step away. You know, you can always go to the restroom, step outside, breathe. You don't have to constantly be present if being present feels like this weird thing that you're forcing. Obviously, you can plan social events intentionally. You definitely don't want to isolate yourself, but you're also allowed to have shorter gatherings with fewer people, have a little bit more control over who's going to be there, who's not. And let's say there's a group of 10 people. Even if you really feel like 9 of those people won't be able to understand what you're going through, if one can, if one kind of gets it a little bit more, feel free to, in this season of life, connect more deeply with the handful of people who do get it instead of trying to constantly be on for everyone. Now, some people feel a lot of responsibility in a group of people to make sure that everybody's having a good time. Relieve yourself of that responsibility temporarily. And remember that trauma isolates because it breaks your sense of belonging. And so reconnecting, feeling like you fit in, feeling like you have a place, happens slowly as emotional safety returns. Another angle here is you could also consider this time of isolation to be an invitation to deeper intimacy with yourself, like getting to know yourself better. Also, have this be an opportunity to recognize how many other people might also be feeling lonely. A lot of people wear masks in society, not literal masks, but they're pretending. They're putting on a show. And now that you sort of know what that feels like, you can probably identify it in other people. And the more that you can kind of just break through that in a little bit, let them know that you see them even in the midst of whatever it is they're going through, That'll be a blessing both to them and to you. And find ways to help too. I think that it's something I don't emphasize enough, but feeling useful is a really helpful thing when you're feeling just absolutely trash about yourself and everything that you've gone through. Being able to help someone else, not from a place of obligation, but just, hey, I walk in this room, I don't feel like I'm really connecting with the 10 people here who are laughing and having a good time, but I see one person who seems kind of lonely themselves and kind of down in the dumps, and I can go cheer them up. Like, maybe there's one person here who's had a worse day than me even. Let me go see if I can be there for them the way I kind of wish someone would be here for me. Maybe we can be there for each other.